We're going to remind you for everyone when it comes to mechiras chametz, selling your chametz. So nowadays, you can sell your chametz online to anybody, actually. You can sell your chametz online. You can probably sell it multiple times to different people online, and no one's going to bat an eyelash about it. So just to clarify some of the aspects we have of mechiras chametz, can it be done through a shaliach? It's usually done through a shaliach anyway. You're usually sending it through a shaliach. Usually the rabbi is the shaliach that's actually selling your chametz. When it comes to actually selling the chametz, the rabbi, whoever it is given the authorization to actually sell your chametz, and he's actually working as a power of attorney. And that's for the reason why that you can actually fill out online forms, because they're simply working as power of attorney. And since online forms are considered viable forms of sale, and you can utilize those, therefore it would be permissible for a person to do it. The one thing to keep in mind when it comes to selling your chametz is that oftentimes people feel they're just simply clicking on something and then it's fine, because it never changes their possession and it stays in the same place. And then therefore after Pesach, they eat the same exact food that they had in their pantry 8 days earlier, and they actually don't think they're actually doing anything. It's just simply, you know, a method that you do things. Almost similar to like when you click on what they call a EULA, end user license agreement, when you buy software or you go to a website and they just click here, and you're not reading any of that stuff. You're just simply you're simply selecting what it says so you can utilize the site. So someone says to you, sell your chametz, no problem, what do I have to do? Just click this. Great, sold, fantastic, I'll get it back, I can eat it? Yeah, great, no problem. If you don't feel like you're actually selling your chametz, if you believe that it's just simply a formality, but you're actually not doing it, then the sale is not considered a valid sale. And that's going to be the biggest problem that people have. It's chametz shavah lav pesach, that they don't actually believe the sale is a real sale. So it's interesting, because when you actually sell the chametz, and chametz has been sold for generations, meaning there's obviously a time when people didn't need to sell chametz, but for generations, chametz has been sold. Recently, in the last 200 years, it became the accepted de facto standard that people do it. Shmuel Kamenetsky writes, one of the reasons why we sell it, even if you've cleaned out your whole house, is also because of the fact that we have other things that have tarovas, that have mixtures of chametz that are actually in our places, so we want to be able to sell those things also. So you have vitamins that are chametz or other things that you're not going to be eating anyway, so you might as well sell those things, so you shouldn't actually have any chametz in your possession. So what we usually do is, when it comes to selling chametz, usually you fill out the form and you give it over to the rabbi. You are mechazik the kinyan, which means the rabbi will usually hold up something to show a signification that you are actually appointing him, which is that kinyan sudah that we do, where you lift up something of the rabbi in order to signify that that he is now having the authorization to do it. And in some communities, they also gave the rabbi money in order to actually show that they appreciate what he's doing, because he's doing a service for you. That's certainly, again, not a requirement. And in some communities, they said they didn't like the idea of giving out money to the rabbi, because they didn't want to make it seem that the rabbi was just trying to do this to actually make money. So you had different ways that people actually did this. But the whole idea is that they had to know that the sale is considered a valid sale and that it's actually going through. When it comes to the sale of chametz, the same way they did it for generations, the same way we do today, is that we'll give, the guy will give a small down payment in order to purchase things. And as we mentioned in the past, they're going to have five different ways that they acquire the chametz, such as it's going to be with cash, such as it's going to be with a down payment on properties, a kinyan agav, a piggyback payment towards other items they're going to have. There's going to be a number of different methods that they have to actually acquire chametz. But on the buyback, the guy always makes more money than they had on the initial sale itself, because they want them to be able to continue it for next year. So as they did this, let's say 500, 1,000 years ago, when Jews were on ships for weeks and they had chametz with them, and they would sell it to Goyim for a small amount of money, and they'd buy it back for a larger amount of money in order to ensure that the Goy would actually want to do it. So we do the same thing as well. So it's a profitable enterprise for the non-Jew when they actually sell their chametz, when they actually buy the chametz, because they're buying it with a small down payment. And then when the repurchase comes back, every rabbi who sold the chametz now buys it back, they actually give them more money to ensure that they're going to actually want to do it again for the next year. So it's a profitable enterprise. A few years ago, someone sold their chametz to Warren Buffett. Warren Buffett announced that this is the best deal he's ever made in his lifetime, buying the chametz with such a small amount of money. But the idea is that they actually do make money at the end. But a person needs to know that, yes, you can do it online. Yes, you can appoint a shliach. You can do it over the phone if you need to, because you're just simply appointing someone to sell it for you. That's not the actual sale itself. The other contracts that we have for sale. But nonetheless, it is a valid sale. The chametz is actually sold. That's what you always have to remember.